Welcome to the Red Light Report,
your number one source for all things red light therapy,
where you will learn how to optimize your health, wellness, and longevity with the power of photobiomodulation. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Belkowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me on another solo-sode of the Red Light Report. And today, we'll certainly be digging into some research, but it's going to be centered around methylene blue and how it impacts skin health. So this is something I haven't discussed yet on this podcast. We've talked a lot about methylene blue, the various ways it optimizes mitochondrial health, how it's an antiviral, antibacterial, brain-boosting capabilities because it can optimize mitochondrial health, and the brain is the most mitochondrial dense tissue in the body. So that's why methylene blue can help reduce stress, anxiety, depression, and neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, dementia, of course, and even a physical trauma like TBIs and concussions and PTSD, which is more so on the side of can be psychological as well. So methylene blue is really amazing for those types of things. And we haven't taken the deep dive into methylene blue for skin health, which may seem kind of counterintuitive because, of course, if you've if you've used methylene blue, you can attest to how easily it stains things, your tongue, your teeth, your skin, your countertops, your dog, the floor. I mean, whatever it touches, it's going to stain. And so, well, that's because it's a dye. And so it might be counterintuitive to think the methylene blue could be utilized for your skin because it's like, well, most people don't want to walk around looking like Smurfs and avatars. No offense to them, but people want the, of course, the which we'll discuss today, the many anti-aging, UV radiation combating aspects of methylene blue, both out turning your skin blue. So we'll get into that. So we have a lot of exciting information for you today in that regard. And as you can imagine, I'll release or I'll end the podcast by announcing the release of our first product of three from BioLite this month. As I talked about last week, there's three products that are going to come out this month, and you're going to be the first to hear about it on the Red Light Report. So that's the perk of listening into this podcast, is you get those little bits of info dropped, the early bird special, if you will. So you guys are the first to hear. Okay, so let's dive in. And this is an article, actually. This is kind of interesting. This is an article we've already referenced, but it was for methylene blue and brain health. And so this article is entitled "The Potentials of Methylene Blue as an Anti-Aging Drug." And this is from December of 2021. So coming up on 2.5 years that this article has been out. And again, we went over a lot of the science of how it works and methylene blue for brain and aging. And so I highly recommend, if you want to listen to that, to go check out that episode on methylene blue for cognitive health and anti-aging for the brain. But let's quickly, just to get a quick overview, especially for the new listeners of the podcast that aren't so familiar with methylene blue, let's just give it a quick overview. And this is from the abstract of the article. So they go on to say that methylene blue, as the first fully man-made medicine, has a wide range of clinical applications. Apart from its well-known applications in surgical staining, malaria, and methemoglobinemia, the antioxidative properties of methylene blue recently brought new attention to this century-old drug. Mitochondrial dysfunction has been observed in systematic aging that affects many different issues, including the brain and skin. This leads to increasing oxidative stress and results in downstream phenotypes under age-related conditions. Methylene blue can bypass complex 1 and 3 activity in the mitochondria and diminish oxidative stress to some degree. This review summarizes the recent studies on the applications of methylene blue in treating age-related conditions such as neurodegeneration, memory loss, skin aging, and premature aging disease, progeria. Excuse me if I mispronounce that. Like I mentioned before, We already discussed methylene blue for brain health in abundance, not just from this article, but time and time again. Of course, that's one of the main benefits of methylene blue that most people notice right away is increased clarity of thinking, increased energy in your brain, and especially if you're dealing with brain fog, that'll clear up for you pretty quickly. So anyway, let's jump into methylene blue in skin aging, because that's what we want to center this conversation around today, is how can methylene blue possibly help our skin health? So they go on to say, as one of the body's largest and most complex organs and the primary defense against the external environment, the skin serves a critical health function. There are three primary layers of the skin: the epidermis, the dermis, and the subcutis. Keratinocytes and melanocytes localize to the innermost layers of the epidermis, called the basal cell layer. The dermis contains fibroblasts, which synthesize extracellular proteins such as collagen and elastin. The subcutis is also known as the hypodermis, the layer of subcutaneous fat that provides insulation. Aging is an inevitable process that afflicts the skin. It is characterized by loss of elasticity, thinness, flattening of the dermal-epidermal junction, atrophy of the extracellular matrix, and reactive oxygen species. There are two different types of skin aging, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic aging manifests in the natural physiologic factors. As the proliferation of the basal cell layer decreases, skin cells reach senescence and collagen expression is downregulated. Extrinsic skin aging expedites aging through environmental factors, causing thickness of the epidermis, decreased proliferation of basal cells, collagen downregulation, and increased oxidative stress. A large fraction of extrinsic aging comes from photo damage accumulated by ultraviolet rays. Oxidative stress is involved in both intrinsic and extrinsic skin aging. Especially when skin is exposed to certain environmental risk factors such as UV radiation, increasing oxidative damage will decrease collagen synthesis and increase collagen breakdown, leading to accelerated aging. Antioxidants such as methylene blue can therefore protect the skin and slow down the aging process. A previous study has shown that methylene blue treatment in normal fibroblasts could increase lifespan and cell proliferation while reducing aging markers. In that study, methylene blue increased cytochrome oxidase by 30%, enhanced oxygen consumption by 37 to 70%, and reversed premature senescence caused by H2O2 or cadmium, and the ratio methylene blue to cytochrome C could be important for methylene blue's protective role. Interestingly, when methylene blue was compared with common antioxidants used in skincare, including vitamin C and retinol, which is vitamin A, methylene blue treated skin cells outperformed both of them significantly in terms of promoting cell proliferation and reducing age-related markers. In addition to its potent antioxidant function, methylene blue treatment in skin fibroblasts could stimulate the expression of extracellular matrix proteins, including upregulation of elastin and collagen 2A1. Furthermore, methylene blue treatment improved skin thickness and hydration in the 3D skin tissue model. Our recent study showed that methylene blue provides broad-spectrum absorption of UV rays and mitigates DNA double-strand breaks caused by UVB irradiation in human keratinocytes. Together, this evidence supports methylene blue as protective and beneficial to human skin, suggesting that the inclusion of methylene blue in daily skincare may effectively delay photoaging. So I want to touch on a couple things there. So they're talking about methylene blue increasing cytochrome oxidase by 30%. And we know from the world of red light therapy and just mitochondrial physiology that in the electron transport chain, that fourth respiratory protein is cytochrome C oxidase. And that's what red light therapy specifically works on to disassociate that nitric oxide, which thus allows oxygen into the electron transport chain to then produce that ATP and that biological water. So when they mention later on down in the paragraph that methylene blue treatment improves skin thickness and hydration, well, that makes sense that red light therapy, or I should say methylene blue, or anything that optimizes mitochondrial health, which when you improve cytochrome oxidase by 30%, that's improving mitochondrial function, you're going to improve the output, which again, we're concerned with ATP production, energy production, and water production, which is hydration. So anything to optimize mitochondrial health in any cell, whether it's the brain, the thyroid, the skin, the hair, your gut, the muscles, anywhere that you're improving mitochondrial health with any modality, and again, this can be grounding, it can be sun, it can be getting out in nature and meditating, it can also be the things like the red light therapy, methylene blue, and C60, anything that optimizes mitochondrial health, I believe, and again, I don't think this has been directly borne out in the research, and Dr. Pollack and I had a conversation at that summit down in San Diego, so I think we're on the same page here. When you optimize mitochondrial health, that is improving cellular hydration. So it's very corroborating in a sense that this article from 2021 is showing in research that methylene blue in skin cells improves mitochondrial function or improves cytochrome oxidase by 30%. And furthermore, it improves skin thickness and hydration. And if you talk to an esthetician or people who deal with anti-aging skin, hydration of the skin is of the utmost importance. And that's why there's so many different creams and such that have different ingredients that promote hydration. If you remember my discussion earlier this year about cupping, that's one of the main reasons why cupping could be so anti-aging for the skin, is that that's a very different way of improving hydration of the skin, which would then thus be anti-aging, anti-wrinkling, improve the smoothness of your skin just simply by improving hydration. So we'll come back to this thought process later on in the towards the end of the episode today. But just remember, anything you can do to improve mitochondrial health, you'll improve cellular hydration as well. So let's move along here. Methylene blue can stimulate wound healing. During aging, the proliferation and migration of fibroblasts are often decreased, and collagen and elastin in the extracellular matrix are degraded. Therefore, the repair capabilities of the skin decline due to structural and functional changes. Our study indicated that methylene blue treatment could promote fibroblast migration and proliferation in the wound healing process. In skin survival burn models in rats, methylene blue treatment could reduce necrosis progression, which might be mediated by decreasing oxidative stress through blocking nitric oxide. Moreover, methylene blue can facilitate wound healing by reducing antimicrobial burden and decreasing hypergranulation. Methylene blue also has a drying effect without harming healthy cells. Overall, methylene blue was shown to improve tissue viability with little to no irritation in laboratory models. And so that concludes the information we want to glean from that article about methylene blue and skin health. At this point, I'm sure you guys have heard of methylene blue, especially if you've been listening to this podcast. You guys have heard me shout from the mountaintops the many benefits of methylene blue. So methylene blue is a major, major mitochondrial booster. It has a lot of similar properties as red light therapy, but they actually work slightly differently as far as how they derive their benefits to the mitochondrial function. A couple of my favorite aspects include the fact that when you ingest it, the majority of the methylene blue ends up in your brain. So that's why you see these amazing cognitive, mental energy boosts from methylene blue. It can even stave off or prevent or reverse some types of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. This is my second favorite part about it. The methylene blue has this innate sense to help cells that have the most mitochondrial dysfunction first before helping other cells. So not only does it help cells that need the help most, but again, most of the methylene blue ends up in your brain where, as you all know, that is the most mitochondrial dense tissue in the body. Thus, that's why you see all these these amazing benefits with the brain with methylene blue. And then thirdly, red light therapy and methylene blue are major synergists. So of course you have your independent benefits when you just use methylene blue or red light therapy. But when you combine them together, you amplify the benefits of one another and you get the synergistic response. So anyone that's interested in red light therapy should at least be considering or looking into the many benefits of methylene blue. And as you know by now, if you've been listening to this podcast, my company BioLite has recently released an enhanced methylene blue product that includes certain ingredients like NMN that further boost the energy production of the mitochondria. It also enhances the photodynamic activity already associated with methylene blue by including colloidal gold, colloidal silver, which have their own antimicrobial or cognitive benefits, silver and gold respectively, but they also have their own photodynamic benefits as well. So again, you're amplifying the benefits of red light therapy when you ingest BioBlue. Lastly, fulvic acid helps you absorb anything that you're consuming when you're also taking it with fulvic acid, so it drives everything deeper into the cells. When you take BioBlue, it helps further absorb the methylene blue, the NMN, and the colloidal gold and silver, so you get this enhanced methylene blue product with BioBlue. And so, of course, for my loyal listeners, especially you guys that have listened this far into the ad in the middle of the episode here, I'm going to give you guys an exclusive 15% discount on your order of BioBlue. And you can apply that to a single pack or a double pack or a four pack or a 10 pack. And of course, with a larger quantity, you actually get an increased discount. Simply use coupon code BioBlue15 at checkout. That's BioBlue15 at checkout. And you can snag that 15% discount off your order of BioBlue. So if you're interested in seeing what all of the excitement around methylene blue is about, from its ability to improve cognition, energy, improve mitochondrial function, and furthermore help mitigate or prevent things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and depression, pain, cancer, go ahead and give BioLite's methylene blue enhanced product, BioBlue, a shot and see what you notice, especially when you combine it with your red light therapy treatments. So let's move along to the next article. And this one's entitled Anti-Aging Potentials of Methylene Blue for Human Skin Longevity. And this was actually published many, many years before the prior article in May of 2017. And so they provide a lot of the similar introductory points about methylene blue or the different types of skin aging, extrinsic and intrinsic, and how those differ, the importance of mitigating free radical production, oxidative stress, and that whole thing. But when we get down to the results, they look at quite a few different things, such as methylene blue is a more potent reactive oxygen scavenger than NAC, which is N-acetyl-L-cysteine, MitoQ, and MTEM, or M, lowercase m, capital T-E-M, which is MitoTempo. So those are different types of free radical scavengers, and apparently methylene blue was the most potent. The next section is methylene blue reduces aging signs in old skin cells. So I'm not going to go through all the information. It's a little dry to read, let alone listen to. But the punchline is, together, these results indicated that methylene blue treatment is capable of reducing and or reversing aging phenotypes in old skin fibroblasts. The next section is entitled Methylene blue upregulates the expression of NRF2 and its downstream antioxidant genes. NRF2, that stands for nuclear factor erythroid 2 related factor 2, so NRF2, which is known as an essential regulator of antioxidant defense system. But again, so methylene blue upregulates this antioxidant defense system and its downstream antioxidant genes. So again, that's a very dry section to read and listen to, but that's the takeaway, that methylene blue is upregulating antioxidant systems. The next section, and this is going to ring a bell from the prior article, methylene blue increases tissue viability and shows no signs of irritation on in vitro reconstructed 3D human skin. Again, we're not going to go through this. You can check it out if you want to read the PDF yourself. The link is in the show notes for this article. But again, the punchline: based on these results, it can be concluded that low concentrations of methylene blue neither irritate nor color skin and are therefore safe for long-term use. As a result, we performed the follow-up studies with methylene blue at concentrations below 2.5 micromolar. So, The section I kind of want to dig more into that might be a little more interesting is methylene blue increases skin thickness and hydration. Again, this was cited in the prior article. Since that article was in 2021, they were pulling a lot from this specific study or this article, being that this was released in 2017. So they go on to say, human skin thickness decreases at an averaged rate of 6% per decade. The gradually thinning skin with age mainly includes a thinner epidermis and dermis, which results in a lowered resistance to shearing forces and higher susceptibility to wounds after trauma. To study the effect of methylene blue treatment on skin thickness, we conducted H&E staining on EFT-412 skin tissues that had been incubated in culture medium containing 0.1 micromolar, 0.5 micromolar, or 2.5 micromolar methylene blue for 2 weeks, with a fresh replacement of each medium daily. Cross-sections of the dermis were then measured after the H&E staining, and we noticed that the methylene blue treated skin tissues showed thicker dermis layers than the control PBS treated dermis. Quantitative analysis further revealed that the greatest increase in dermis thickness occurred at 0.5 micromolar methylene blue. And then skipping down a little further, they go on to say, human skin retains water mostly through the outermost stratum corneum layer. Loss of hydration in aged skin, due to a decline in function of the stratum corneum, results in a sagging and wrinkling appearance. To study the effect of methylene blue on the stratum corneum layer, we evaluated the water content of the EFT-412 skin tissues that had been incubated in culture medium supplemented with methylene blue for 2 weeks. In this experiment, the electrical impedances of skin tissues were determined and used as indicators of water content. Consistent with the dermis thickness measurement, we found that skin hydration levels were significantly higher in EFT-412 tissues treated with methylene blue at 0.5 and 2.5 micromolar compared to the PBS control. Together, these experiments revealed that methylene blue treatment increases skin dermis thickness and improves skin hydration. So on both levels, or on both fundamental levels of skin aging, both the thickness of the skin that we lose as we age and the hydration of our skin that we also lose as we age. And again, I think a lot of that's due to increased mitochondrial dysfunction. Both of those are resolved with consistent methylene blue application to the skin. So very exciting to know that, because as we already know, by ingesting methylene blue, which is very safe and seemingly very effective, the same is true with topical application. Okay, so now let's move down into the discussion portion of this paper. That was looking into the studies and the research itself. But the discussion here, they pose some good questions and bring up some good points. So as we know, the first section here is methylene blue is better and safer and a safer reactive oxygen species scavenger than NAC, MitoQ, and MTEM. And we already went over this, but the punchline again is, therefore, we suggest that methylene blue is a much safer and more effective antioxidant than NAC, MitoQ, and MTEM for long-term application on skin fibroblasts. And then a question they pose, how does methylene blue reduce reactive oxygen species and stimulate cell proliferation? So they go on to say that we speculate that methylene blue exerts its potent antioxidant effects through multiple pathways involving in both blocking oxidant production and boosting antioxidant defense. Methylene blue possesses many unique chemical and physical properties, including a wide solubility in both water and organic solvents, and a low redox potential. These properties allow methylene blue to penetrate easily through bilayer membranes and reach different cellular compartments like mitochondria and the nucleus, and to exchange swiftly between its oxidized form methylene blue and its reduced form MBH2, which would be leucomethylene blue. When entering the mitochondria, methylene blue acts like an alternative electron transporter. It firstly is reduced to methylene blue, or MBH2, leucomethylene blue, by the NADH dehydrogenase of complex 1, and then reoxidized back to methylene blue by cytochrome C. Cycling between those two forms facilitates electron transportation for ATP synthesis, the major function of the mitochondria, and water production, which they missed there. More importantly, it prevents electron leakage for oxidants formation, the toxic side products in mitochondria. Methylene blue also improves mitochondrial function by inducing PGC1-alpha, a central mediator of mitochondrial biogenesis, and a few key electron transport chain components, including COX2 and COX4. Overall, these data support that methylene blue promotes mitochondrial function and reduce reactive oxygen species production. So a lot of science talk, but a lot of great take-home points on methylene blue's effect on the mitochondria and how that can improve skin health. And the closing paragraph here for this section goes, altogether, these data suggest that methylene blue possesses a wide range of beneficial effects on the fibroblast cells, potentially due to its internal chemical and physical properties and its ability to alter the expressions of key genes involved in antioxidant defense, mitochondrial function, cell cycle, and DNA damage repair pathways. Future studies are required to understand how methylene blue alters gene expression in the cells. And then moving along to hydration, how does methylene blue increase dermis thickness and hydration? Human skin thickness decreases in an age-dependent manner in both the epidermis and dermis. This time-dependent alteration is caused by the gradual accumulation of cellular reactive oxygen species, a reduction in the number of skin cells, deficient collagen and elastin, and their disorganization. As a result, skin strength and resiliency are reduced, accompanied with weakened skin barrier function and delayed wound healing. Based on the expression analysis of the extracellular matrix components, we confirmed that the increased thickness of the dermis layer produced upon methylene blue treatment is at least partially resulting from the increased expression of extracellular matrix components, such as elastin, which is a structural and functional protein in the dermis. In addition, the mitochondrial protective effects by methylene blue may also contribute to energy production required during cell proliferation and maintenance of the dermis. One of the most important functions of the skin is to provide a barrier to protect the body against environmental insults and to prevent excess water evaporation. This skin barrier function is mainly due to the stratum corneum, which consists of multiple layers of dead corneocytes and is the final stage of epidermal differentiation. The thickness of the stratum corneum and its intercellular lipid content contribute to the quality of the barrier function. As we age, the skin barrier function declines mainly due to decreased lipid content. It has been reported that methylene blue activates PGC1-alpha, which is the co-activator for PPAR-gamma, I think, one of the key regulators in adipogenesis. Thus, we postulate that methylene blue treatment may increase the lipid content of the stratum corneum, leading to increased skin hydration. Additionally, methylene blue treatment was shown to promote K14 expression, which may contribute to a dense network of keratin proteins in stratum granulosum, thereby preventing water evaporation. So much more complex descriptions of how methylene blue may increase hydration other than what I'm purporting, which is improving mitochondrial function, you're improving water production, thus you're going to have increased cellular hydration. But they have a couple of other hypotheses, so there you have it. And then lastly here, the question of, can methylene blue treatment reduce skin wrinkling? So skin wrinkling is one of the most visible clinical features in aged skin, which can be exacerbated by exposure to the sun, smoke, or dehydration. The molecular mechanisms underlying skin wrinkling result from a substantial deterioration of the skin matrix molecules, i.e., diminished and disorganized collagen and reduced and distorted elastic fibers. Collagen is the most abundant extracellular matrix protein generated by dermal fibroblasts. type 1 collagen accounts for about 80% of the dry weight of the dermis, and other types, 2, 3, and 4, are also found in skin tissues. Our results showed a dose-dependent increase in collagen 2A1 at the transcriptional level upon methylene blue treatment. We did not observe changes in type 1 collagen, probably due to its high enrichment in EFT-412 skin tissue that is reconstructed from adult cells. MMPs, the collagen-degrading enzymes secreted by keratinocytes and fibroblasts, promote collagen breakdown and decrease collagen synthesis. In the present study, we found a significant inhibition of MMP9 expression upon methylene blue treatment, suggesting an attenuation of collagen degradation in the extracellular matrix. Insulin-like growth factor 1, a hormone secreted by dermal fibroblasts and keratinocytes, upregulates the expression of collagen and inhibits MMP1. The expression of IGF-1 decreases with increasing age. In this 3D skin model, we have shown an upregulation of IGF-1 transcription upon methylene blue treatment, which further supports the idea that methylene blue treatment increases collagen in the dermis. Elastin, the second most abundant extracellular matrix component, is a fibrous protein that contributes to about 2-4% of the dry weight of the dermis. It provides natural elasticity and strength to human skin and also plays a role in tissue repair. We found a robust increase in elastin expression by methylene blue, suggesting that methylene blue treatment enhances skin elasticity and improves skin wound healing. Based on these results, we speculate that by regulating and orchestrating the expression of these extracellular matrix genes, methylene blue may reduce the formation of skin wrinkles. In addition, the enhanced skin hydration from methylene blue application will delay the development of wrinkles. In summary, methylene blue at nanomolar concentration is potent to scavenge free radicals and stimulate cell proliferation in both young and old dermal fibroblasts. Methylene blue treatment on 3D reconstructed skin models provides strong evidence of its potential for improving skin viability, increasing skin hydration and thickness, promoting skin elastin and collagen synthesis, and protecting the skin matrix through the inhibition of enzymatic degradation by MMP. Altogether, our study suggests that methylene blue can be a promising agent for use in anti-aging cosmetics. And that is a perfect segue into introducing BioLite's newest product. Well, really, it's a re-release and a rebranding of a product we already carry. So a lot of you are huge fans of our skin cream, anti-aging skin cream, that was developed by David Horanek, who's been a 5-time guest on this podcast. And a lot of you, like myself, love his prowess in innovation when it comes to light and biophotonics. And so when we met back in 2019, a lot of you know the story. We met at an anti-aging conference. It was BioLite's first really public display out in the world, so to speak. And David came by the booth and we just got to talking. He told me what he was doing by putting different elements and whatnot into fabrics and even things like Shungite or C60 to help with non-ionizing and ionizing radiation, like 5G and all that stuff, into clothing. Anyway, so we met and I asked him, like, can you develop a cream that would basically highlight or accentuate the benefits of red light therapy because of David's expertise in working with biophotonics. And that's how the Longev Revive cream came to be about 4+ years ago. And so going down the list here, I'm going to read down this list. These are the ingredients that were included and have always been included in the Longev Revive cream. We got things like photodynamic amino acids. And so this is something that this is like David's secret ingredient for this cream, which it helps convert UV light to red light with a complex amino acid profile. And it's clinically proven to increase the production of fibronectin, which is said to be the holy grail of anti-aging. So that's one ingredient, photodynamic amino acid. So if you're out in the sunlight, especially, I mean, this is almost like a basically a sunscreen. Granted, instead of blocking the beneficial full spectrum rays of the light, you're actually absorbing them and converting the UV light into red light with these photodynamic amino acids. And again, increasing the production of fibronectin, which is the holy grail of anti-aging. We have organic, high-quality astaxanthin in there. And you guys know how much I love that. A lot of that thanks to Sandra Kaufman and her education behind astaxanthin. Astaxanthin has been shown in clinical studies to increase skin moisture, retention, elasticity, as well as promote skin smoothness, decreasing fine lines, and wrinkles. It also helps lighten dark spots, and it's a potent protection against ultraviolet radiation, assisting the skin in protecting itself against damage by the sun. So once again, another ingredient that can help mitigate that deleterious effect from UV radiation. Organic turmeric, and this contains antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial properties. It blocks the enzyme elastase, which attacks your skin's ability to produce elastin. So it inhibits that. And it's a substance which gives your skin structure. It combats sun damage and signs of aging. So a third ingredient that's combating skin sun damage. And it provides glow and luster to the skin. We have cupuachu butter, organic cupuachu butter. And this is an excellent emollient that restores elasticity to the skin while providing antioxidants and hydration. It is considered a super moisturizer because of its hydrophilic properties. As it carries water to the skin, it makes skin supple, soft, and more elastic. Then we have copper peptides. And these are great for stem cells, as research demonstrates that stem cell activity can be significantly increased with copper peptides, which is great for tissue repair. It also has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects and can promote wound healing, collagen stimulation, and attraction of immune cells. And it can also improve skin texture and is great for the treatment of scarring, those copper peptides. Then we have organic geranium rose, and this is reputed to soothe and improve the quality of skin by balancing its natural oil production, minimizing the appearance of enlarged pores, and eliminating infection or acne-causing bacteria. Then we have C60, and you guys know all about this by now, C60. So this is something that's been in our cream from the very beginning. Of course, C60 is a massive, massive antioxidant, and it helps to prevent skin aging, such as spots and wrinkles. And it's 172 times more powerful than vitamin C as an antioxidant. So it's a massive, massive electron donor, which again would also help promote mitochondrial health and thus would help promote a cellular hydration. And thus, it's a potent skin moisturizer, enhances skin integrity, and it brightens the skin tone, and it is a powerful anti-aging, of course, molecule. So not just ingesting it, but also for the skin topically. Then we have shungite, and this is organic shungite. And it is said to be the miracle stone and or the stone of life, and is known for its incredible healing and protection properties, including boosting energy and the immune system, balancing mind and emotions, protecting from harmful EMFs or EMF radiation, detoxification and purification of the body. So shungite carries powerful antioxidant properties as evidenced by the improvement of several skin parameters such as moisture, elasticity, wrinkle, roughness, pore size, and pigmentation. So really from an EMF radiation standpoint, you have two of the best on the planet. You have carbon-60 and you have shungite, both in this cream. So you're protecting your skin from those non-ionizing forms of radiation. And as we have already talked about, we have photodynamic amino acids, we have astaxanthin, we have turmeric, all combating those or reforming from UV to red light to mitigate those negative side effects of UV radiation. And then lastly, we have organic humic acids. These are notorious for being anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. On top of that, they have anti-mutagenic and anti-clastogenic effects, which helps prevent genetic material from mutating, which is a key factor in skin cancer prevention. Humic acids contain zinc and magnesium, both linked to increased collagen production that can lead to a younger, firmer-looking skin. And so to bring this conversation full circle, what we're re-releasing to you guys was formerly known as the Longev Revive Cream, which we kind of just reviewed those main ingredients that make it both a standalone anti-aging cream and truly one of a kind, but also something you can use to optimize your red light therapy treatments based on the ingredients in there. And furthermore, use something to more or less protect you in a safer, more efficacious, holistic way when going out in the sun. And so, as you can imagine, we're including one brand new ingredient. We're keeping the recipe exactly the same, except we're including one key ingredient. And guess what? It's not methylene blue, which is probably what you were thinking. We're actually taking this one step farther, and I think one step better, if you will, and we're including leucomethylene blue into our new cream, which is going to be called BioCream, to stick along with the theme of BioLite and then the BioBlue. Now we're going to have BioCream. Again, the exact same ingredient plus leucomethylene blue. And so, just as a reminder, methylene blue is a reduced and stabilized version of methylene blue. So with a reduced form, it has more electrons. So from a mitochondrial standpoint, that's more beneficial. Also, since it's the reduced form of methylene blue, it has lower toxicity and higher bioabsorption and instant antioxidant effect compared to methylene blue because it's already in its reduced form, meaning the methylene blue doesn't have to go through your liver and be processed in order to be utilized via leucomethylene blue. It's already in that form. Similar to the supplement, that's the advantage of taking the BioBlue Leuco versus just the regular BioBlue. So we're including leucomethylene blue for those reasons, because it's the reduced form, so more electrons. It's going to have lower toxicity, higher bioabsorption, a greater antioxidant effect. And also, since leucomethylene blue is the reduced form, it has less of that blue pigment. So there was even a less chance that it was going to turn this cream blue and turn your skin blue. So we went with leucomethylene blue also because, well, even at the concentrations that were used, which, as we discussed in that article, it's a very small concentration, but it's that small and accurate concentration, which we used, that leads to those beneficial effects of increasing the skin thickness, increasing the skin hydration. And so we're adding that compound. We're adding leucomethylene blue to our new BioCream. And another point of education, and this is extremely important because I know hopefully people are at least interested or excited by this information, especially if you're into your skin health, your anti-aging skin, and you're learning this wonderful information about methylene blue's potential for anti-aging skin resolution, you're probably going to go and look out on the market and see what's available. And there are other products and there are other companies offering quote-unquote creams with methylene blue. And this is not to throw anyone or any company or any product under the bus, but this is tantamount to my education on why third-party testing for red light therapy devices is so important, because you need to know what you're paying for and you need to be getting quality stuff, especially if it's the supplement, especially if it's a skincare product that you're putting either in your body or on your skin, because if it's on your skin, it's going into your body. So it's extremely important that you know what you're buying. And I say all of that because the most popular ingredient for these companies and these products touting methylene blue cream or anti-aging cream with methylene blue is that they're using an ingredient called Basic Blue 9. So please go look at the ingredient list and you'll see that they're using Basic Blue 9 and they're calling that methylene blue. Well, what is Basic Blue 9? It's utilized for the production of color paper. It's commonly used for the coloring fabrics such as silk, wool, and linen. And another use is that it's included as a pigment for bamboo and wood color, and it's in the production of ink and color-like pigments such as biological and bacteriological stain. So you're getting an inferior ingredient of methylene blue. That's not a methylene blue you would want to consume. That's a low on the totem pole. That's probably even below aquarium cleaner. So you want to use pharmaceutical grade methylene blue if you're going to consume it or if you're going to put it on your skin, which is going to be absorbed into your body. And all of that to say, we're using the same leucomethylene blue that we use for BioBlue Leuco. So just know, with this bio cream, not only are you getting the one-of-a-kind anti-aging recipe that was Longev Revive, but you're getting that plus a USP pharmaceutical-grade leucomethylene blue and all the anti-aging benefits that come along with that. So at the time that this episode is being released, the bio cream is about to be released. So it's not officially on the website. It's not officially launched yet. But at the timing of this podcast on a Thursday, you can assume or you can look forward to this bio cream being released by the weekend. So if you're listening to this the first day or the second day that it's released, then you're going to be looking for an email, or if you're paying attention on Instagram, you'll see a post about this bio cream being released. And there will be the same two size options, the 50 milliliter, which is 1.7 ounces, or the 3.4 ounces, which is, of course, 100 milliliters. And just as a point of clarification for those who haven't used the cream and may be interested, we use zero fillers, zero preservatives, zero solvents, or anything like that, which, all of that to say, makes it a higher quality, a lower toxicity to your body. I mean, if you look at all these other creams, including these ones that include methylene blue, there's just a laundry list of ingredients I can't even pronounce. And so they're just laced with these ingredients to help make it shelf stable. And so I bring that point up because we don't include that, because David and I, when we put our heads together, we wanted to create the highest quality, not just unique, but high quality skin care product. And so with that being said, it's not as stable in higher temperatures compared to creams that have all of that junk in there. Meaning, if you live in a temperature that's above 70 degrees, you're probably going to want to keep this cream in your refrigerator. So when we ship it with ice packs, even multiple ice packs if it's in the middle of summer or if you live in a state that is typically hot. And so if you're living in one of those environments where your house is 70 degrees or above, you might start to see some oil pooling in the cream. And that's just the astaxanthin. It's not a huge deal. You can mix it back in. That doesn't decrease the integrity or the quality of the product. But if you want to maintain that nice thickness and that nice texture that it comes in, then I highly recommend you just put it in your fridge, or maybe if you have a basement, keep it in the basement if that makes sense. But just in an environment like that, just to help maintain the texture. Because again, we didn't include those types of fillers or preservatives or what have you, because we wanted to make this cream as pure and as high quality as possible for you. But again, look for the bio cream to come out within the subsequent couple of days of this episode being released. And we've just had a lot of questions ever since we ran out of our stock of Longev Revive. People have been wanting to reorder. They've been wondering what's going on with the cream. And so now you know. We got a slightly new and improved and upgraded version of the cream, which will be henceforth known as BioCream. And so again, whether you want to use it in concert with your red light therapy, or you just want to use it as a standalone anti-aging cream, or you want to use it to combat the deleterious effects of UV radiation, you can use them for any one of those, or of course, all three of them. And as David and I do, we just use it as a daily moisturizer for our hands, for our arms. I mean, it just makes your skin soft and supple and healthy. And so I hope people that start using it, we can get some anecdotes from you guys, pull you guys on the podcast and have some conversations just to kind of hear what kind of feedback and positive results you guys have with this new bio cream. So if you ever start, when you start using it, if you do have some of these interesting anecdotes, please reach out to me so we can set up some type of a conversation, just like I'm doing with the mitochondrial triad. Anyone that's having positive effects with the red light therapy and or the BioBlue and or the BioC60. Same with this bio cream. If you guys are having some very interesting or miraculous or just an anecdote you want to share about the bio cream or any of those products, please let me know. And I'd love to have a quick 5 or 10 minute conversation that we could use for this podcast. And of course, you can remain anonymous. You can use your name if you want. but I just want to start accumulating these types of anecdotes and share them with everyone so we can just continue to learn from each other. But that's all I have for you today, guys. I hope that was an interesting, informational podcast, kind of a little different twist on methylene blue, yet another way that we can utilize this dye, this synthetic dye, which is so paradoxical to our holistic and alternative mindset that we're using something like this to improve mitochondrial health. But as we just went in, or just as we discussed in the first 30 minutes of this podcast, there's some very interesting research backing up these anti-aging properties of methylene blue. So if you want to dig deeper into those research articles, they're in the show notes as always. But for now, we'll end the podcast here today. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. As always, I'll see you next week on the next episode, and light up your health and add a little bit of blue to it.
Thank you for listening to the Red Light Report. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes and other podcast platforms to help spread the word so other people can learn about the many health, wellness, and longevity benefits of red light therapy.
If you're looking for more educational content, check out our Instagram page at biolight.shop and our YouTube channel, BioLight. I'm Dr. Mike Belkowski, and I'll see you on the next episode.